This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please. They test and they test. We got tests that people don't know what's going on. We got tests. We got another one over here. The young man's 10 years old. He's got the sniffles. He'll recover in about 15 minutes. That's a case.
Come on now, Jake. You know, it was tongue-in-cheek.
Come on now.
That was tongue-in-cheek.
That was Pete Navarro, White House trade advisor, saying that it was tongue-in-cheek what the president said, which you just heard there about the tests, the coronavirus tests. That, of course, was all over the Twittersphere. And part of what washed out of Tulsa and the president, who was shocked at the rows of empty seats in Tulsa. There's more to that story. We'll talk about it in this hour of the show. Hey, everybody, as we kick off yet another week here in the United States of America, where the coronavirus sadly has increased in some states, especially in the Sunshine State. Deaths so far of COVID-19, 122,000 in the U.S. Those that recovered, boy, I wish that number was even higher, but glad that it's at least 721,000. Confirmed cases, 232 million. Worldwide, I feel compelled to throw this into 467,000 deaths. Recovered 4.41 million, confirmed cases 8.92 million. I mentioned Florida. I'm going to go to Tulsa in a second. You know, this show, if you've never heard me before, well, welcome. And we talk about the buzz in your backyard, my backyard. Hey, what everybody's talking about. We're talking about the election. We're talking about the rally that happened in Tulsa. We're talking about COVID-19, the hot spots that are happening, some reactions to it, and some inside baseball. And a look at what is going on in the sports world. They're kind of pulling it off with no fans. And I've said this before, it's about refocusing, reimagining, and reinventing what you're doing. Because right now, while we have this sad, horrible monster of a virus, no matter how many lives it takes, which one is too many in my opinion, because I'm the great-great-granddaughter of somebody who lost their life in the Spanish flu epidemic. But there is this opportunity, if you have the right mindset, and some people are looking at the landscape and they are doing some pretty incredible entrepreneurial things. One of them that I found out about has to do with sports, and it's such a brilliant idea, and I'll tell you about it coming up a little bit later when we go into the man cave. But way before we get there, you heard the numbers that I just said. I mentioned that there's hot spots that are popping up in different places. We knew that was going to happen. I mean, geez, you know, Anthony Fauci, the top doc in the country, said that while it might be flattening in New York, you know that what's going to happen, it's going to spread out to other places in the United States, especially if people are getting together and absolutely no one is social distancing, meaning at certain parties or events or whatever, and they're not wearing a mask. So this is what we've seen happen. Really, the beach thing is biting Florida in the butt. Because starting with Memorial Day, when you started to have beaches open, of course you had young kids, young people that went to beaches, woohoo, to party down and hang out. And I get it. I was young. I made the trip from Ohio to Fort Lauderdale when I was in college. I've talked about it. But there was no virus that could kill other people or someone in my family or whatever. So now, of course, we're seeing in Florida, like I said, Texas, the same thing. But in Florida, the numbers, and Arizona, numbers of coronavirus cases have really jumped. And when you watch the number, you watch the hospitalizations and then, of course, the deaths from there. So looking at all the confirmed cases total, 93,000 cases plus, plus, plus. And then I could even break it down by counties, because I looked into this a little bit deeper today. And not a surprise, probably, that Miami-Dade County would have the most confirmed cases, over 25,874 deaths. But total in Florida, 3,144. So the big jump is starting to happen there. The record number of cases, and they're closing in on a high number of infections, that $100,000 now. We wish it was $100,000 they were giving away. The 100,000 coronavirus infections, and that's what's disconcerting. And you got the NBA, and you got massive concern growing, because with these cases spiking in Florida, they can be in any bubble they want. But even the mouse can't protect you at Disney. You know, you can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars and disinfect an area, but one person, two people, three people are somehow infected, and they get in there and they serve you something, or you touch something, and maybe it's that simple. Every encounter is different. So the NBA is looking at Florida, and they're saying, ah, you know, we were moving forward with this, because there are some great success stories in sports, but this might not be one of them. Because they're not going to risk it if they're going to put the players even in separate hotels, even in a bubble, all that kind of stuff. Because it's smashing records, there is some concern. Adam Silver is looking at the spike, and teams are looking at the spike, and they're starting to feel like, yeah, we're doing this. We have confidence in the NBA's bubble concept, but the seriousness of the spike could stick too far down Adam Silver's craw, because he knows the risk there. And so the players can go to Disney World, but like I said, the mouse can't necessarily protect them. If you think about housekeepers, everybody that's going to have those tests, any possible person that could come encounter with any of those players or any of those teams. And Walt Disney World is going to have 22 teams there. 22 teams. What are the chances? What are the odds that nobody gets infected? All right. Reaction to Tulsa was, I mean, first of all, one of the big stories out of Tulsa is the fact that it wasn't completely jammed. There were people there. There were over 6,000 people in the 19,000-seat arena. But the expectations from the RNC and from the president in the White House was that it would be, you know, wall to wall, and there would be, it would be standing room only. But what happened was, part of what could have happened and taken place is the TikTok users say they helped sabotage the Trump rally with false registrations. So the users and fans of the Korean pop music group took a lot of credit for inflating the attendance expectations at this less than full arena. Social media users on the popular video sharing app completed the free online registration for the rally with no intention of going, and there had been like more than 1 million requests to attend. So they only had 19,000 seats, but they had 1 million requests, so I think they were stunned. And the Tulsa Fire Department tallied the crowd at about 6,200 people. What about John Bolton? Oh, people are upset.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Process that is serious and not partisan, like Watergate, would have taken the time to cover all these areas. They failed utterly to accomplish what they wanted. In fact, they made things worse because their strategy fitted with the Trump political strategy. Keep it narrow and move it fast.
I don't think we should wait if we conclude that there are important things that he says that need to be exposed to the public. The public needs to know exactly what they have in this president. A lot of it is not a surprise, but at the same time, exposure of this president's misconduct is the best way to protect the country.
All right, so that was Congressman Adam Schiff, and we're all talking about Bolton's book, and you heard what he had to say in the beginning about impeachment, the mismanagement, that kind of thing. That was just the tip of the iceberg, what's in this sort of from my eyes and my point of view. The Trump campaign slammed Bolton as a self-admitted liar, but it is making some buzz, and of course it would, because anybody a heartbeat away from the president, and whoever the president is, let's be real, and they write a book and they say some salacious things. One, you're going to sell some books. Two, you're going to make some headlines. Three, you're going to have people that are going to back it up. And then others, including some very liberal people or people who have the power of the mic, let's say, in a more left-leaning role, who are critical of John Bolton. So this thing is kind of all over the place. Bottom line is this. Sunday night, Martha Raddatz had an exclusive interview on ABC with John Bolton, and it was an hour-long, dragged-out thing. And in the, you know, pretty much in the portrayal, they went through everything from Russia to, you know, name anything really in the last 3.5 years that has happened in the Trump administration. And there was talk about all of that. So Bolton called the president basically naive and dangerous and hopes he'll be remembered as a one-term president. I think this is just the beginning of what we'll hear about this upcoming book, The Room Where It Happened. And, of course, it leaked out despite the fact that there's this big legal dispute. And, again, that's not surprising because you'd have to be naive to think that wouldn't happen. Just follow any breadcrumbs from any of the books that have ever been released that take a swing at this president or other presidents. And, of course, that's going to happen. And he went along in his interview with Martha Raddatz from ABC, and he talked about, you know, along with the one-term president, he said, 2 terms I'm more troubled about. I don't think he's fit for office. I don't think he has the competence to carry out the job. I don't think he's a conservative Republican. I'm not going to vote for him in November. Certainly not going to vote for Joe Biden either. I'm going to figure out a conservative Republican to write it. So Bolton is saying, screw it, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I'm not voting for Trump because he's dangerous to be 2 terms, but I'm going to write in some other conservative Republican. So I'm going to have a throwaway vote, whatever it is. In his book, because I know some of you emailed me about that, and we're going to go dive into the mailbag coming up, and there was a little bit of yin and yang over the Bolton thing, but we'll get there, I promise. By the way, you can always flip me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. So one of the key things that he talked about was the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, you know, and his relationship with him, and saying that, you know, the layers of compliments to this brutal dictator would convince him that you could make a deal with Donald Trump, I thought was strikingly naive and dangerous. He says the threat from North Korea today is absolutely greater because while all these photo ops were taking place, there's no doubt that North Korea's work on both of its nuclear and ballistic missile programs continued. It's one of the most secretive societies on the planet. That is the one thing that I agree with in the book. I think Kim Jong-un, in my list of hated, dreaded, scumbag dictators, I got to be real, he would be on that list. I had the pleasure one time of speaking, it was back in last October, at a thing called LeaderCast, and Lisa Ling's sister spoke at, you know, at LeaderCast. And if you remember, Laura Ling was kidnapped in North Korea. And it was Bill Clinton who ultimately was sent in to negotiate, rescue her and another journalist. But when you think about some of the things, and that was back in 2009, when you think about some of the things that have happened to Americans, when you think of some of the things that have happened to the people in North Korea and the propaganda that's pumped out through North Korea, I mean, it's smoke and mirrors, and he is not a good guy. He is not a good guy. So anybody who wants to trash him, thrash him, or say that, I am absolutely about it. And, of course, Kim Jong-un wanted to manipulate the president. There's no question about that, and I'm sure Bolton writes deeper about that in his book. I haven't read his book. I just know a little bit of the underpinnings of what he talks about, and I know that he talks a lot about Kim and the Singapore summit and the relationship there and the relationship with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, and that kind of thing. And that he writes in his book that he was worried about leaving the president alone in a room with Putin during the 2018 Helsinki summit. And he said, I didn't know what he was going to say at any given moment. We don't know what he was going to say. It turned out, as I say in the book, I feel very confident nothing untoward happened in the one-on-one. But that means we escape without injury in the meeting. That's not advancing American interests. I mean, it's better than sustaining the injury, but it's certainly not advancing the interest. I mean, to me, that's a throwaway. Well, you know, we broke even. So there's an example of, what'd you tell us there? Give us some more inside baseball if you're going to throw that up. let's hear some more. Now, like I said, to be fair, I did not read the book. I only have highlights from it and excerpts from it at this point. So to read the whole thing and go through and look at, you know, how things are flushed out versus little cuts here and there would be interesting. But there's two examples there. And, you know, what are the bombshells and what is revealed that we don't know about or we haven't heard about? Bottom line is, how many books is Bolton going to sell? And there were people, both Republicans and Democrats, who think that he is a liar. So not just coming out of the White House. I mean, there's some name-calling to Bolton and how he talks out of both sides of his mouth. So I'll be curious to watch book sales and to hear some more conversations with Bolton to hear what he has to say about that. He's not really doing very many interviews. I would be one of the probably 1,000 people that said, okay, let's have a conversation. But, you know, that's why Martha Raddatch, ABC, somebody who covered him for a long time, you know, to their credit, of course, they're going to see what they can get out of it. And they sure enough, you know, had some teases during the week and then had a 1-hour program on it. But is it going to lead to anything like Congressman Schiff is alluding to? No. I mean, how many months do we have before this election, number one? Does it do anything that changes, flips the switch on someone's mind who's already going to vote for the president? I mean, because it's this way. Bolton himself is saying, well, I'm not voting for Trump again, but I'm not voting for Biden. I'm going to write somebody in. So the question becomes, is who are the people that are swayed? Is there anyone swayed by what they read? What they read in that book, do they say, oh, no, I'm absolutely voting for whoever the Democrat is. If for some reason it wasn't Biden, but he is the presumptive nominee, I can't imagine that it's not going to be Joe Biden. It's a foregone conclusion. He's picking his VP, and, you know, the Democrats roll on from there. So we hit COVID and the fact that that is climbing. Bolton and the big buzz over his book and the administration trying to stop the publication of the book, although it doesn't look like that's happening. The Trump rally and the disappointment over a small showing compared to the 19,000, and then the trip up by the TikTok users who registered, and there was like 1 million people, and then, of course, showing up, there wasn't a jammed house there. So we're going to find out in the mailbag what you had to say about all those things, because I got a ton of email.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As predicted, COVID-19 outbreaks are sprouting up around the United States. The coronavirus death toll here is approaching 120,000, and there are more than 2.2 million cases. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells CBS's Face the Nation that the Trump administration is keeping an eye on areas with flare-ups of the disease.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is on top of all of these outbreaks, looking state by state, county by county, whether it's Arizona, Texas, Florida, a number of these states that are having hot spots, that are having those upticks. So we're surging resources, medical individuals and the like, even individuals from the Department of Homeland Security. We're surging into those areas to understand what is the cause of that outbreak and address that proactively.
This is USA Radio News. The House is getting ready for a vote this week on a bill to grant statehood to Washington, D.C. Since D.C. is not a state, it doesn't have voting power in Congress, and that has long been a bone of contention for residents in the nation's capital. Presently, the population of Washington, D.C. is higher than the population in several states, but it has a congressional representative, and she cannot cast a vote. Supporters of the change say D.C. residents pay taxes, fight in wars, and are bound by federal statutes, so they should have a vote in Congress. But many Republicans oppose granting statehood to D.C. because its residents are predominantly Democratic. A stabbing spree that killed three people in a park west of London is being investigated as a terrorist attack. A 25-year-old refugee from Libya was arrested on suspicion of murder after the incident. Three other people were wounded on Saturday night in a city called Reddy. The suspect arrived a few years ago as a refugee after Libya's civil war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I think I've already said this, but I like this intro to the mailbag because it just makes me think how much I miss live music. And I have eclectic taste. I mean, all over the map, from old Frank Sinatra, jazz, to R&B, to rock, even some great country like Johnny Cash. Some of the Johnny Cash lyrics are incredible. And in our last segment, you heard a little bit of a band, and I think the band is called City Barricades out of Minneapolis, and our technical maestro, Eric, is involved with them. So coming up in a couple of days, we're going to talk more about how they pulled that together and what that's about. So you can imagine, think City Barricades, think Minneapolis. There might be a tie in there to what we've seen happen in the last couple of weeks, because it's been an interesting time, I think, to live in Minneapolis and, frankly, in many of our big cities. But really, Minneapolis is sadly where George Floyd had the life choked out of him. And then since that happened, and boy, there's no partisan politics there. Everybody agrees on what they saw, including the president, and that how horrific that was to watch that piece of video. And now the conversations about defunding the police or reforming police, the executive order, what's happening in communities. Boy, it hasn't even been a month, but we're coming up on that. And already we've seen some pretty big changes in what's happened in some of our cities. In fact, a couple of you mentioned that in the mailbag. But first, let's go to these about the Trump rally in Tulsa. This one is from the Mac Attack, and he says, wow, that was a shock to see those empty seats in Tulsa, Kate. And then I read what happened with people who had registered to be at the rally. And I think for sure they thought that they were going to see massive amounts of people, I mean, almost too many people, so they had an overflow area, and there was going to be even a conversation where the president went over to the overflow area, but that didn't happen, and part of that had to do with perhaps the TikTok thing, the social media use, like I said, in what I was told by my daughter, where people signed up tickets, registered for the tickets, and then, of course, they inflated the numbers and didn't go there. So scores and scores of users encouraged followers to do the same, and users and K-pop fans believe they could have been responsible for the lower turnout, according to my kid, and it certainly kind of looks that way. So I bet they're going to be much more cautious about what they see happening on social media. But you still got to say the show must go on, and so that show did roll on. I'm curious if that bounces back in any way to bite the president. Well, I think the whole thing was about with Oklahoma, the first concern was COVID, right? Because there was a release that we're not responsible, the box center's not responsible, the president's not responsible, nobody's responsible, you're taking your own risk or whatever you want to call it by coming into the rally. But not saying we're worried about it because we are taking precautions. So, you know, there were people who lined up days and days ahead of time. I mean, there were certainly rabid fans, if you will, that were there, but not the amount of the proportion they thought it was going to be, a record-setting, you know, crowd. And because of the registrations, they really believe that. So the tweets from even the president were saying that you were going to see a record-setting crowd, that the number of requests are crazy. They're up to 600,000 to a million. And remember, the president confidently said, we never had an empty seat. We certainly won't in Oklahoma. And there was so much conversation about that then. Of course, there were empty seats. And I think that was because the deck was stacked against him. So I guess that's what you're saying, that would there have been more people there? I don't know. But he definitely had supporters that were lining up and were trying to get in, or were trying to get tickets ahead of time but couldn't get them. So would it have been packed or not? So it'll be something that they'll learn, because we, first of all, COVID-19 is not a joke. So if there's nothing attached to that and 6,200 people get out of there and nobody gets infected, because there were a couple of Secret Service agents and some others that got infected ahead of time, the advance team, and they didn't want that to come out, because this is the concern of everyone in any large gathering period. And 6,200 would still be considered a big gathering. So I think it's more about regrouping. Because I can't imagine, if you listen to the president, I can't imagine he was happy about that rally because of the numbers. So from what I understand, he was furious about it. He was furious about the number of people because of the thought was that we're confident that this is going to be such a high turnout. We've got an overflow area, and it was scrapped the last minute when they didn't get the amounts of people they thought that they were, you know, going to get that they had. So who's going to get the blame for this? Probably the campaign manager who was touting the number of registrations, and his job might be safe, but he saw the inflated numbers, and that pushed those numbers. So in the end, you know, what did the president talk about? He talked about the coronavirus. He talked about re-elections. He talked about, you know, what had worked so well in the administration. It was like a rally. I mean, and that was the whole idea. He has had success in rallies, and that was part of the reason, if you look back at his campaign, that was the foolhardiness of the Clinton people thinking that they had done such a great job and laid the groundwork that they could be partying in Philadelphia with the boss, with Bruce Springsteen, and you had Trump, who was running for president on the Republican side, who was in Michigan into the wee hours and hitting the working class, I'll say working class people, people who, you know, get their hands dirty and work for a living and who were getting screwed in manufacturing, and they weren't looking at those people at all. So you can bet there could be some serious re-racking in what happens probably forward, because looking at that second wave, looking at some other things, looking at the economy, especially the economy, that is so huge. And you had D.L. Hughley, who tested positive, the comedian. And I had this question from Joseph, who said, Kate, I have to tell you, I am a fan of the president's. I feel like, yes, he has done some stupid things. I hate the whole Twitter thing. And if anything, that aggravates the crap out of me. But nobody's going to tell him what to do, including his own family. But if the economy doesn't flip around and if more people come down testing positive for COVID-19, especially well-known people, this is something that could be a blight on the administration, too, because the Democrats are going to use this to try to dance all over his numbers heading into the election. And I just saw that comedian D.L. Hughley tested positive for COVID-19. So, yes, you're right. He did test positive for it. He collapsed on stage in Nashville, and he lost consciousness where he was performing. He was hospitalized. He said he had no idea. He was treated for exhaustion and dehydration, and then he tested positive for COVID-19. It said it blew him away. He said that what they told him is he was asymptomatic. He didn't have any symptoms, the classic symptoms. He didn't have any of them. So he's going to quarantine in Nashville in his hotel for 14 days. And the remaining couple of nights at the comedy club were canceled. So there you go. All right, how about this one? I'm going to try to rock through. We have a couple of minutes left in the mail, but I'm going to try to rock through a couple of other things quickly here. And rest assured, if you send me your thoughts, we will get to your thoughts on the show if we can, because we get so many emails. But this one is from Sharon listening to us in California. And she says, Kate, I think Bolton's book, and I haven't even read it, is a bunch of garbage because that's what you do. So you get disenfranchised with the president who you serve at the pleasure of, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, and then you dump all over them in a book, and then you make some money. And we have seen this act before with other presidents, no matter what's happening in their administration. So I think it's Bolton trying to cash in. And if he had so much dirt on the president, then why didn't he reveal it and take him down when he was in the position to do so? Well, that's what other people are saying. If he is, and also, too, because, by the way, Bolton was the one who suggested and dismantled the pandemic people that were in place by the Obama administration in saving money, thinking, yeah, we don't need that. That was his call, supposedly, his recommendation. And there were a couple of other things that Bolton did, and because he was in that position. You know, he was in that position, and that's, you're right, that's something to keep in mind when you look at a book like this. I got another one of those where this one was from Tom, and Tom says, Kate, I listened to you in Portland, and, you know, I'm one of those in-the-middle guys. When I say in-the-middle, I'm an independent, used to be a Republican, got disgusted by some of the things I said, or I said I heard, and I'm not sure which way I'm going to go, but I got to tell you, this Bolton book does not look too good. I wonder how much of it is true. Well, how much of his inflated, conflated opinion? Yeah, there you go. Stay with us. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah,
going to the man cave.
Oh, yeah.
Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Hero, Tiz the Law, and Manny Franco to win the Belmont Stakes. They took it by 4 lengths in the end.
All right, so you got to love that. The Belmont Stakes, historically, as we are in the Woe Man Cave, is the last leg of the American Triple Crown of horse racing. I've talked about horse racing a lot. In my book, Invade the Man Cave, Level the Playing Field, I talk about horse racing. My great uncle was a jockey, and his two sons, my cousins, were trainers. So my family was big into horse racing, and we always watched the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and then, of course, the Belmont Stakes. And now this was reversed. So in a normal year, the Belmont Stakes is 1.5 miles or 12 furlongs, making it the longest race in the Triple Crown. So Tiz the Law won the spectator-less Belmont Stakes. There was a Belmont Stakes that took place, and people watched it. People are thirsty for something else, something different to do, even if they're not, they're just tepid sports fans, I'll call them. So this was an unprecedented stakes, and it's interesting. No grandstands, and the trainer, Barclay Tagg, this really legend, 82-year-old legend, said, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it, but I thought the quiet to me was very nice, because normally it would be super, super loud. So the 3-year-old colt was from upstate New York, charged the lead, turning for home, and now can set his sights on the Kentucky Derby on September 5th and October 3rd at the Preakness. So they reversed things. All three legs of the Triple Crown were postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic, and that's why the Belmont went off the way it did. So Tis the Law, a New Yorker, gave New York a hometown champion in its first major sporting event since the pandemic seized this last 4 months of our lives. And it's interesting. They haven't had a New York-bred horse. I'm just going to throw this in. To win the Belmont since 1882. 4-5 favorite, though. And how about that? Uh-huh. 1 3¾ lengths. 1 1/8 miles. That's what it was. The race was shortened on account of the training schedules. So horses were kicked off from a starting gate at the top of the backstretch instead of in front of the grandstands. And, you know, normally this Long Island track, I've been there a couple of times. Jammed. You want to talk about jammed? 100,000 people, no kidding. I mean, you can't even get tickets. But masks were mandated for every person on site except for the horses. Even the jockeys had face coverings. And that's how it went down. So they're off. We've seen golf go off almost without a hitch, although COVID-19 did hit one of the players. And, of course, going out to dinner or somehow being touched by the virus, it's all about tracing it back. But Nick Watney was somebody who wore this wrist fitness tracker. And he went to get a coronavirus test because he was looking at the respirator levels that he had. And the test came back positive. He was forced to withdraw from Hilton Head, the RBC Heritage, it was called. So both Sergio Garcia, Rory McIlroy said they had been in contact with Watney, who told them he was showing no symptoms from the coronavirus. But the device on the arm had elevated levels, so he was concerned. Isn't that interesting? And they knew to check, you know, they knew, okay, we're going to check this then. And sure enough, that's what happened. So otherwise, it had been, it's the second week for the PGA Tour, uneventful, no fans, none of that. Webb Simpson, by the way, if you're curious, walked away winning this thing. He finished 22 under, a final round 64, so he wins the thing. Sergio Garcia, who I mentioned, came in tied for fifth, and some of the usual suspects were there. And, you know, these guys haven't played in a while, so you're seeing a lot of the big names, but you're watching them on the tube. You're not seeing them, or when I say you're not, people aren't in the galleries, because there is no galleries. And this has become this interesting phenomenon now of sports that you're not having fans. And because of that, this is the interesting entrepreneurial deal that I mentioned. Somebody was thinking, okay, so what could you do to bring the fans even, okay, I might be watching on TV, but what could you do to bring the fans into the arenas, the stadiums? And somebody came up with these cardboard fans, and it's become this huge market. You and I could go and get seats. We 20 to 30 bucks, they take our photos, they print it out, and they put it on the seats. They've done this in Korean baseball games, German soccer matches, and it's becoming bigger now. People thought before you'd see it at a restaurant or a high school graduation ceremony, but now it's become this thing for major sporting events that look like they're happening. We'll see what happens in Orlando with the NBA. And there's no tickets, none of that. So what happens is, you know, you look at the loss of ticket sales, and you know, selling the cardboard fans could be a small way to make up for some of the lost revenue, and then fans a way to support their favorite teams from afar. I don't know. I think it's very clever, and the amount of what ticket sales would account for the NBA, if the what they would normally get, the percentage of revenue, 22% come from ticket sales. Major League Baseball, 30%. NHL, 36%. If you look at all across the board, 27% ticket sales of all sports leagues, which would be, again, 27% of total revenue, 19 billion. So they're losing $19 billion altogether across the board. But the cutouts have been so big. In Germany, it was a filmmaker and soccer aficionado that they were sitting at home, and this German filmmaker was sitting at home complaining to his wife about not being able to go to the matches of his favorite club. She said, if you're really furious about not going to the stadium, take a photo, send it there. So he went to a local printer, told them where you could upload the photos, blah, 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 decided he would do it. And so far, 21,000 people have purchased a cutout at this place and other places. So can you imagine? They installed in the stadium with the permission of the club owners. And initially, when this local printer, when they started talking about doing it, they thought, oh, well, maybe we'll get 500 orders or 2,000. They got 21,000. So now people are talking about having that happen at some of the American events and some other places where you could have the fans in the stands. I love it. I love it because it's just creative, and it's, think about that. What an interesting way to be clever and reinvent and think of something to do where you have these life-size photos of people, and it does look from afar like there are fans in the stands, right? Again, creativity. Got to give them credit for that. I mentioned Major League Baseball, and if we were sitting together in the man cave or the woe man cave, perhaps we would be drinking our favorite beverage, which who knows what that could be. I actually stopped to get some wine and sent the hubs in, Nask and all, to grab some wine and some plastic cups for future social distancing, and the place was jammed. I mean, there was no cardboard cutouts. There was lots of people. They say liquor sales are up. I didn't think about it, so I was in the parking lot. But Major League Baseball, it would drive you to drink. They, so far nothing is happening, because spring training, thanks to Phillies in Clearwater, testing positive, 5 of them for COVID-19. They haven't come up with anything. MLB is not going to counter the players' latest offer, because the players are sticking to 60 games at full prorated salaries. There may not be a Major League Baseball season, since they're pulling this all apart with the 60 games, and whether they can play the 60 games, they don't want to play the 60 games. Wow, what a nightmare for the commissioner and everybody else involved in this. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, hashtag, we're all in this together. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.